in Randolph County and from else around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak, and got a couple guests in studio today, if my voice holds out throughout the program, but we'll hope for the best. We have Christina with AgeSmart, and Becky with the Steelville Nutrition Site with us today. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good.
It's early, right?
Yes.
We've talked a little bit about AgeSmart before in some previous programs, but maybe just kind of bring us up to date. What is AgeSmart?
So AgeSmart is the local area agency on aging. We are in O'Fallon, Illinois. We cover 7 counties in our area. We cover Bond, Madison, St. Clair, Clinton, Washington, Monroe, and Randolph. And we are one of the 13 area agencies on aging in Illinois. And we are the funding source for most of the senior centers in the area. All of our funding comes from the Older Americans Act, which is required under the federal law. And then the funds are distributed to the Department on Aging in Springfield and then down to the 13 AAAs here in Illinois. And then we grant out our services and funds throughout the 7 counties.
Okay. So you work in a lot of different areas.
We do. We are everywhere.
I know with the Sparta Senior Center here and also the Steelville Nutrition Site, which Becky, I'm sure that's helpful to have that support.
Oh, very
support.
Much so. We would be in big trouble if we weren't not granted this grant money. Yeah, it's great. It's super helpful.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Christina and Becky here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And again, we're talking today with Christina and Becky, talking about the AgeSmart program, which helps area agencies that work like the senior centers, nutrition centers, and different areas that help, you know, senior citizens. So how long have you been with the program?
I've been there. This is going on my 3rd year. We've been around for a while now, I think since the early 70s or even before that. Yeah, we've been here for a while. And like our main goal is just to help the seniors remain independent and live the way that they want to live.
So Becky, what all does the senior or the nutrition center however we want to call it.
It used to be Senior Site, but I thought if we changed it Nutrition Site, I guess years ago we were part of the Western Egyptian conglomeration, and then they branched out, I want to say 2006 or so. And so then, so we were called the Nutrition Site. Now I've gone back to Nutrition Site because I think it's more inclusive. If we call ourselves the Senior Site, I feel like we were kind of saying only seniors can come eat there. So We've got a new salad bar, so we're going to start implementing that at the first of the year. And I'd like for, say, people in town who work at the bank or somewhere else to be able to come in, make a salad, and say hey to the seniors, you know, hang out, whatever, stay and eat if they want, so they'll have an option. We have a hot meal every day, and then the salad bar is for those who don't want the, say, Salisbury steak that's on the menu that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the salad bar was grant funded here through Age Smart, which is awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
So just kind of things to do that, different things to provide services for seniors. And
yep, and we're always looking at ways to improve the senior centers and hoping to get more people in the door. I know some people are like, oh, it's a senior center, and they don't think they're seniors and that they don't think they can go.
And they're 80.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That is the one, I don't really want to say excuse, but that's the one reason people say, I'm not old enough to go there yet. So, but there are ways they can come in and help if they'd like. They can deliver meals. They can help answer phones if they'd like, and maybe have a meal while they're there.
So they kind of do something and then...
Come back when they need the services, whenever they feel they're old enough.
Yeah, all of our services under the Older Americans Act are designed to help reduce isolation among the seniors and to help older adults be connected with one another. We have found that there are some statistics on older adults and loneliness, and that 1 in 5 seniors are socially isolated. And the loneliness and social isolation is also associated with depression, weakened immune systems, heart disease, dementia, and can result in early death. So we would like for the seniors to be up and active, whether it's going to an exercise program, just going to the center to
play Wii bowling.
Yeah, do Wii bowling. They they love their Wii
bowling.
They
love to. We have tournaments.
Yeah, I've heard that Wiis are very popular.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's great. I mean, it helps them get up and moving and get them connected with people. And they like the competition, too.
Oh, yes.
They're very competitive.
Exactly. So you get out in the field and you get the chance to see some of the results of the...
I do. It's a lot of fun. And then I get to go to the centers and talk with the people. I just like talking with them and hearing their stories and how the senior center has helped them. I know at a couple of our other sites, we have had people who were in nursing homes, who were in rehab, and they were able to come home, and they started going to the senior center, and now they go every single day. They go there. They like to dance. Music is really big. I know a lot of people really enjoy listening to music. And Becky, you've had a few bands there.
We have a couple of musicians that come every month. So Jim Beatty... And now Tim plays with him, so that's really nice when they come the second Tuesday of every month. And then we also have a one-man band. He comes once a month, and it's really neat to have music for them. Yeah, they enjoy it.
So, and like you mentioned these things, it's called a nutrition site, but yet there's more than just eating. It's,
friendship, getting out to see people. And just helps get them moving for the day, gives them a reason to come in and hang out. And then a lot of them will stay for most bigger part of the day. So this is their main hot meal for the day. So usually we will give them meat and potatoes, that kind of a meal. And then they'll either have, a can of soup or something for dinner. Most people, their lunchtime meal at 11:30 is their big meal for the day. For our group of people.
Okay. And all of these meals are just a donation. So, I mean, if you do come in and you can only give $1 or something, like that's, you're going to get served. It doesn't matter. Even if you can't give anything that day, then that's perfectly fine. As we just want people to come in and enjoy a hot meal with company.
So, I mean, which is kind of the purpose behind all of it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, as people get older, which I'm not old, so, but you know, they always say age is a state of mind. So how you feel, mm-hmm. you're as old as you feel you are.
I believe that's so. Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I said sometimes I think it's about 90, you know. Mm-hmm. but as you age and stuff, and especially as people retire and they become more sedentary and stuff, and this mm-hmm. gives them a chance. And my grandmother was involved in a lot of that stuff mm-hmm. when she got older and stuff, and she did the, I think it was called the Meals on Wheels uh-huh. and things like that. And it kept her active and going.
Yeah, we're part of the Meals on Wheels program. So if a person were to look up their local Meals on Wheels, they would come across the nutrition site listed for the Stillville area. And mm-hmm. we do Percy, Stillville Percy. And then we pretty much, we have volunteers that are delivery drivers. So we don't go too far outside of the city limits for each of those towns, but yeah, we can usually work out a deal. They can, if they have somebody, the caretaker in the home, they're welcome to come and pick up a meal. We have a mm-hmm. lot of people that come pick up too.
What are your hours?
So we serve at 11:30. If you are interested in, say, pick up, that is at 11, but we eat in-house at 11:30. So we're there from 9 to 4 every day. And then after lunch is done, then people usually get the cards out, or they'll get puzzles out, or they'll play another Wii game. So it's fun for them. So.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Christina and Becky here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Got about 6 minutes left in the program, talking again with Christina from AgeSmart and Becky from the Stillville Nutrition Site, and we were talking about the Wii. You know, I mean, that, you know, as you mentioned, that's pretty popular there.
Yeah, no, they love it, and it's good. It's good exercise. It's good to I don't know. They cheer each other on, you know, and it's become quite a little tournament there. We've got 4 or 5 different sites in Craig Manor, and the Manor at Craig Farms, and then the High Rise in Chester, and then Chester Senior Site and Sparta Senior Site, and I'm afraid I'm missing somebody, but yeah. So we rotate sites, and everybody kind of goes and visits different sites and has lunch, and then they play a very friendly game.
And they have T-shirts. Do you guys have T-shirts?
Uh huh. I believe the folks at the High Rise in Chester furnished this. Shirts. I hope I'm giving the right person credit there, but yeah, it's really nice. They wear their shirts proudly.
Mm-hmm. So someone that would be listening to this or whatever and has not been there before, I mean, there's really no, I mean, you don't have to sign up or anything like that.
Nope. Just come on in. And then, just so that they know that we eat at 11:30. Yeah. And then we'll kind of figure out the rest as we get there. But yeah, we'd love to have you guys. Doesn't matter. Come on in.
As far as AgeSmart, then, I guess, well, I mean, we've talked about the nutrition side, the different things. Maybe kind of go over again a little bit, all the areas that you do.
Yep. So we, for these areas down here, we serve Randolph and Monroe County. And some of the other services besides the senior site that Becky does have, we also fund the Sparta Senior Center, the Chester Senior Center, and the Redbud Senior Center. And I know at the Sparta and the Chester Center, they also have information assistance, so they are able to help people with their Medicaid or their Medicare questions. Like right now is open enrollment, and people can change their Part D prescription plans until December 7th, I think it is. And if they go to the Sparta or the Chester Senior Center, they are able to help them get the lowest cost plan for them. Okay. So they are able to do that. Other services that we are funding that is available in this county is also Adult Protective Services. So if you know someone that is being abused, whether it be financially, emotionally, physically, you would call the Southwestern Illinois Visiting Nurses Association, and they will send someone out to do the investigation. And then there's also the Ombudsman Program. So the Ombudsman Program helps residents know their rights that are in nursing facilities or assisted living facilities. People can call in if they feel like their family member, or even if they feel like they're not being treated right. So the ombudsman will come in, do a little investigation, and hopefully get them the help that they need. Yeah. And then another service we offer is legal services. So I know that Land of Lincoln, they are in East St. Louis, but I think they do try to come down to each senior center
sure
down
a here. Carbondale site too.
Yeah.
Land of Lincoln and Carbondale.
Yeah. And they come and they're able to help people with their legal issues. And it's for if they have grandchildren that they're trying to get all their rights turned over to the grandparents, they can help with that. I mean, powers of attorney, help writing documents for their wills, like they can do all that stuff as well.
Okay, so a lot of different areas and stuff. And again, just to kind of help as people age and, you know, and don't get out as much. And
yeah, I mean, we're here for anyone and everyone. I mean, everyone knows a senior in their life, or they will be at that point as well, at that point sometime. So it's important that everyone knows there are resources out there for people to take advantage of, and that we're here to help you age well your way, the way that you want to. If you want to stay in your home, we'll help provide resources for you to be able to stay in your home.
Okay. Becky, you mentioned the meals and stuff. I mean, what types of meals? I mean, give it average menus.
All kind of, like, well, we try to stay with heartier meals. Our people seem to eat this meal as their main meal for the day, so it will mainly be a meat and potato kind of a meal. Yesterday was Swiss steak, or it'll be a beef roast or a pork roast, and then a lot of times their lunch meal will be the main meal, and they'll open a can of soup or something for dinner and have a bowl of cereal in the breakfast time. So we try to give them as much nutrients as we can in the middle of the day.
And that's at 11:30 is when that's served, right?
Yes, 11:30 in house, and then we start delivering about 11. So if you are unable to get out of your home or you don't drive anymore, we do a Meals on Wheels program, and that's the program that is mainly in town for Staleville and Percy areas.
And the nutrition side, I don't know if we mentioned, is located where in Staleville?
107 West Broadway in the middle of Staleville. So it's the same building that the police is in, and where you would go to pay your water bill. So it's right across from the Dairy Queen, 107 West Broadway.
Okay, so easy to get to. And
middle of town.
Can't miss it as you're going.
Nope. And I do want to mention that there's really not much other options for hot meals in our lovely little town. So Dairy Queen is about it. There's the Fish House, which is wonderful, out at the T. But you can only eat at that place so many times in a week. So so really, we're almost it for lunch in town anyway.
And you have the socialization, the
certainly,
you know, meeting, talking with other people.
And, mm-hmm.
And all their meals are approved by a dietitian.
Yeah.
So they have to meet the requirements set forth by the Department of Public Health. So They are all nutritious meals.
Christine, anything final you
want to? Just if you know of a senior needing our services, or anyone needing help with their Medicare or Medicaid questions, just be sure you can always call AgeSmart, and we can hook you up with the closest service provider. Our number is 618-222-2561. We are located in O'Fallon, but we do cover all of Randolph and all of Monroe counties.
All right. Anything final?
If you have a question for me or at the senior site, you're welcome to call 618-965-3134, extension 5.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Christina, Becky, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow on The People Speak. Have a great day.